With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Montana still officially celebrates today as Columbus Day, but a handful of cities here have replaced it with Indigenous Peoples Day. Some local leaders refuse to recognize a day that they say glorifies colonization and mistreatment of Native Americans. Missoula is one of those cities. Edward O'Brien attended an Indigenous Peoples Day celebration there and files this story.
Members of the University of Montana's Pacific Islanders Club perform an ancient Hawaiian dance meant to elicit Native Hawaiian people's connection to nature. UM's Indigenous Peoples Day observance was a vivid and colorful celebration of Indigenous peoples from across North America, the Pacific Islands, Mexico, as well as Central and South America. UM student and university student diversity coordinator Joseph Grady helped coordinate Monday's celebration. He's a member of the Blackfeet tribe.
Historically, yes, Christopher Columbus did have a hand in crossing the sea and landing on the shores of around Cuba. But the message is that he didn't discover anything.
Meaning, says Grady?
That we were self-discovered. We were already here. We numbered in the millions, literally. And so it's a message to say that, yeah, Columbus had his thing, but more importantly, Indigenous people did as well.
Grady points out that colonization has always generated plenty of deep and dark problems for Indigenous people, but he adds those same people also have a remarkable history.
Indigenous people have for a long time, in thousands of years, had medicines and languages and governments and systems of interacting, ceremony and celebration as well. And that's the larger part that we celebrate on Indigenous Peoples Day. And that's why we tend to brag about it on a day like this, because it's worth bragging about.
At least 8 states have ditched Columbus Day in favor of Indigenous Peoples Day. Montana's not one of them. During the last legislative session, the state house passed a bill to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. That bill later died in a Senate committee. Opponents said Christopher Columbus did do harm to Native people, but add he has a history worth noting. Missoula joins Harlem, Bozeman, and Helena as cities that no longer recognize Columbus Day. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.